Welcome to Only We Matter podcast.
I'm Jack.
And I'm Brandon. And
only we matter. So grab your Java juice and let's dig in.
Welcome to our first episode of Only We Matter podcast. And we are excited to do this. We have an idea. One of the first things, though, Jack, is that we wanted it to be fun. We wanted to make sure that we're laughing as we did this. But why are we going with Only We Matter?
Hey, Brander, this is great. So I love this concept of Only We Matter. So it comes out of the quote from George Orwell, where he says, each generation imagines itself to be more intelligent than the one that went before and wiser than the one that comes after. And I love that quote, and I love the idea of putting two different generations together on a podcast where we just go at it at the same topic, but from different perspectives, and hopefully we will find strength in the cracks.
Yeah, exactly, because there's tension when it comes to generations, because every generation thinks that they're the best generation, that the one before them is old and outdated, and the one after them is immature and not enough experience in their life. And I know that's been the case for me and my generation, I think. But what we want to do with this podcast is look at the strength of those gaps, of those cracks between the generations that normally maybe cause tension, to find something helpful to build us up and to grow our world, really, in the end. And it's beautiful because you and I are from different generations, right? So I'm still a 20-something, almost 30.
And really? Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And live in rural Alberta. And where are you at on that generational scale?
Yeah, so I am not in my 20s.
No?
No, I am not in my 20s. So I'm like maybe a couple of decades further along than you are. Oh, good gravy. All right, I'll just give it in. I'm 50.
You told everyone.
I did. I can't believe it. But you know what? That is going to be the strength.
There you go. So does that make you, that makes you a Gen Xer?
Oh, yes. See, I just could never keep up. There were so many titles and
labels.
I just gave up.
I just Googled
it. You did?
So somebody, somebody's research told me you're a Gen Xer and I am a millennial.
Oh, those blessed millennials.
We are blessed.
Yeah,
we are a little bizarre.
Yeah.
And we hope our children will be better than us.
Yes, and we hope that too. Oh, wait, we're talking about you guys.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. So I am from the city. I am a city girl. Grew up in Northern Alberta, but moved to the city. Actually, my history, my journey has been, I've lived all over the world. Nope, I haven't lived all over the world, but I have lived in different countries, and I've traveled in different countries, and I've lived across Canada in different provinces and different cities. So I have a great taste for different demographics based upon geographical locations. And I think that's really exciting because, Brandon, where are you from?
Yeah, I'm from the East Coast of Canada. So I'm from New Brunswick. So I have some East Coast blood in me. Grew up there my entire life till I was old enough to fly the coop. And then did school in Saskatchewan, and then moved out to this wonderful province of Alberta.
Huh. Nice. So we're going to bring East and West together. Do you think that's possible in our country, of this great land of Canada?
Well, with us it is.
It sure is.
I love Only We Matter, the title, too, because it talks about, like, only we matter, only my generation matters. But then the play on words, of course, is this, that only we all matter, that right. Only together can we make a difference in our world, instead of being in opposition, to come together, seeing how we do come together and building up our world.
Yeah, Absolutely. So although this is really fun for you and I, and we're excited about that, our joint desire is, and of course I don't want to speak for you, but we have talked about this, our joint desire is to build each other up and to build one another up and encourage people to come together, not to drive division.
And I desire to learn, right?
I did speak for you.
You did. You did speak for me. Sometimes your generation does that. But
yes, we do.
But no, it's true.
Because we know better.
It's true. That's my desire, that we would learn and grow and maybe discover something that we've never known before. And may that push us forward. Thanks for listening to today's episode.
You've been with Brandon and Jack on Only We Matter. Your Java juice has got to be close to being done, and so are we.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Awesome. And on that note, we're out of here. You can find us at Instagram, Only We Matter, and on Facebook, Only We Matter Podcast.
And you can subscribe to us here on iTunes.
So go out and make a great day and strengthen your crack.
See you later.